Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kids Animal Stories. Have you figured out this mystery creature? Well, right now, if you're able to, I would love for you to grab some paper and some markers or crayons or something, and I want you to color the creature that you think it is and send it to me on Instagram. I would love to see it. Well, my friends, are you ready for part two of this mysterious adventure? And what is going to happen to Joey? Let's find out. Let's go. As Joey was standing on his branch, his eyes were scanning all around him, looking for a way out. But it was not good. He was completely surrounded by flames.
Okay, maybe if I climb over to some other trees, I can outrun the fire. And yeah, I can try and be fast, right?
Said Joey to himself.
Yes, I can do this. Let's go.
As he tried to climb from branch to branch to branch, the flames kept up. The flames can actually spread really quickly in a wildfire. Do you know what can make fire spread quickly? Wind. Yes, wind can be very dangerous. I know wind doesn't feel very dangerous on your face, right? As you feel a gust of wind on your face, does it hurt you? No, but wind can be very powerful. Like, think of a tornado. That's wind. A really powerful kind of wind, but still wind. But what makes wind during a wildfire or a forest fire even dangerous? Oh, think about fire. Fire really likes oxygen and fresh air, and that makes the flames bigger and hotter. So wind would bring it more air. And also, I think there's lots of like sparks in a wildfire, right? Yeah, there's lots of sparks and embers that shoot out. And just imagine if the wind were to carry those sparks, oh my, it would start a whole bunch of little wildfires. So no matter how fast Joey tried to run through the trees, the flames were just faster. Meanwhile, there was a very brave kangaroo named Sheila. And whenever there was a forest fire, she was jumping through the forest, collecting animals along the way that needed help. And they would sit in her little pouch, and then she would bounce away to a safe place. Sheila was definitely faster than the fire could move. Sheila was really fast. She was a very good jumping kangaroo. Have you ever seen a kangaroo jump before? They have some amazingly powerful muscular legs that can make them zoom very fast. Up ahead, she saw a small furry creature up in a tree, and she raced over to help.
That is Joey! Hurry, Sheila! Go save him!
As Joey was sitting on this branch, he started to get very dizzy from all the smoke that he was breathing and...
I don't know what I'm gonna do,
said Joey. And just then, Sheila appeared right underneath him.
Hello up there, little creature! Shouted Sheila. Hop on into my pouch and I'll get us out of here. Hurry, the flames are all around.
Joey thought he was dreaming and his eyes were really heavy. And he passed out and fell right into Sheila's pouch. Plup! Sheila was very worried about this little furry creature.
Well, let's hold on a second. We have got to figure out what kind of creature Joey is. All right, do you think it's a sugar glider?
Do you think Joey is a sugar glider? Do you know what a sugar glider is?
They're really cool, fuzzy little creatures, and they can glide from tree to tree, and they're very fast. And
oh, wait a second. Joey is not fast. It is not a sugar glider. All right, next on my list, penguin. Because penguins are pretty slow and, well, I don't know. Do you think Joey's a penguin?
I don't think so.
All right, last on my list is a koala. Do you think Joey is a koala? Well, let's go through the clues. Joey lives in Australia, eats eucalyptus, is not very fast, and wait a second. That sounds exactly like a koala.
It is! Joey is a koala! Is that the creature that you drew on your paper?
Wow, koalas are pretty hard to draw, but great job.
As Sheila was bouncing through the forest, running as fast as she could away from all the flames, Joey was fast asleep in her pouch. You see, sometimes when creatures don't breathe enough air or there's too much smoke, they can pass out. It's kind of like going to sleep, but it can be really dangerous because your body needs air. It needs oxygen. That's exactly what Sheila is trying to get Joey. As she bounced away through the forest, she finally made it to a safe place next to a river. She carefully pulled Joey out of her pouch, and he instantly started to cough.
Oh my, am I dreaming? What in the world just happened?
Said Joey. Sheila knelt down and said, You're gonna be okay. There was a forest fire, and I rescued you from it. I think the tree that you were living in is a goner, but don't worry, there's lots of more eucalyptus trees on the other side of the river. They're gonna be safe from these flames. Would you like me to take you over there?
Oh, that would be terrific,
said Joey. Joey climbed back into the kangaroo's pouch, and she carefully crossed the river. Oh, it felt so good to Joey to be in that nice, cool water. He drinks some along the way. As they reached the other side, he was so thankful.
Wow. Thank you, Sheila. You saved my life. Wow. What can I ever do to thank you?
Oh, don't worry about that, said Sheila. I'm an animal rescuer, and so that's kind of my job. But I'm so glad that you're safe, but I have to go save more creatures, all right? Just climb up this eucalyptus tree right here, and this will be your new home.
As Joey began to climb the tree, Sheila jumped off across the river back towards the flames. She had a lot more creatures to save.
Wow! What an amazing adventure! And I did not know that Sheila was going to come through like that. She is an amazing kangaroo, and she ended up saving a whole lot more creatures that day. And don't worry, she is totally safe. She did not get hurt from those flames. She is way too fast. The rest of the day and over the next couple weeks, Joey was feeling a lot better and was not only sleeping a lot, but was also eating a lot more eucalyptus leaves. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end. And I have to know, did you solve our animal mystery?
That was really hard for me. I can't believe that I guessed a penguin. Now that I think about it, a penguin was none of the clues. I don't think penguins live in Australia. Well, maybe some live in very South Australia, but they definitely don't eat eucalyptus leaves, and they don't climb around on trees. I've never seen a penguin on a tree. Have you?
Well, I'm so glad that Sheila saved Joey, and Joey is got a lot of work ahead because he's got a lot of eucalyptus trees that have never been touched by a koala. Well, best of luck to Joey, and I'm so thankful that Sheila saved the day. We'll see you next time, friends. Bye!